Ladies and gentlemen, the next man also needs no introduction because he got somebody to play him. Maestro.
I've got three stories to tell you. All of them are true, and all of them are stupid. Hence my title, Miko's Stories of Stupidity. Okay. Now, my first story is I'm driving with my friend Silverpop. Most of you know him as the creator of the Hookahfers on Facebook. So we're driving over to Taco Bell, as he calls it, Taco Hell. So my mother has always told me, be careful what you say because you might offend somebody. Well, along the way over to Taco Bell, we passed by a Catholic school / church. And I got to thinking, you know what? I've heard so much in my church about how the Catholics are all religious and rituals and stuff like that and how they're missing out on everything else. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to say something. So I said, you know what I want to do? I want to go to a Catholic guy and say, your religion is flawed! You don't need to see a priest. You can ask God for forgiveness for yourself. He turns to me and says, you do realize I'm Catholic, right? I just about wrecked the car. So now, a few months go by, and I'm sitting at his house, and he goes over to me and he's like, say, remember how a couple of months ago you said that my religion is flawed? Yeah, what about it? Your religion is flawed. You do need to see a priest. God does not accept collect calls. Now, for the last year, I've been trying to come up with a reply. I have one. I have a calling card. My second story happened to me at my job. As most of you know from last year, I work in the deli department over at Myers over that way. I was put in charge of covering one of my coworkers' breaks. I worked the deep fryers. So I'm working my job, and all of a sudden the fryer starts going off saying, hey, doofus, filter me. So I do the procedure, except I forget to do one thing. After filling the vat, I forget to shut the drain valve and flip the thing on. So as I'm serving another customer, the oil is slowly draining out, the coils are becoming exposed, and as you all know, oil is flammable. Pretty soon, as I'm serving customers, she said, oh, by the way, your fryer's on fire. Oh, gee, thanks. So I go over, shut it off. I call security and say, yeah, I just had a fryer fire. They come over, they check it out and said, okay, well, there's nothing broken. Turn it back on. So I turn it back on. My coworker comes back from his break, and I tell him what happened, and he goes ballistic. You fucking idiot! I leave you for 15 minutes and you set the fryer on fire. Just go over there. Just go over the code side. Don't ever come back over. About an hour goes by, and all of a sudden I hear, fuck! I turn over. This guy has managed to set both fryers on fire. They're up to the ceiling. There's smoke and flame and bad stuff. Then he does the one thing you're not supposed to do. He goes over, grabs the empty bucket that we have, that we use at the end of the night to drain rotisserie grease. He fills it with water from the mop sink. He runs over and boom! Whoosh. I've heard stories of the lake of fire being mentioned in the Bible. Never would I have guessed in my wildest dreams it would come to my work. I was just about to expect the devil to come out himself. And if that would have happened, I would have left. Now my third story is one of the dumbest. There is a park near my house I'm the guy who delivered pop to the circle in that vehicle. So I drive my truck up there as a form to get me some exercise, because otherwise I'd be sitting on my ass. And so I'm driving around this little park on the bike path, and I see off in the distance there's a blonde lady, looks like Britney Spears, walking her dog. She's listening to her iPhone, and I swear to you, it says, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. So she's walking her dog off the leash, and the dog is no higher than this. My truck weighs 15 pounds. This dog had to weigh about 3. Now, there are several different definitions of what is not a dog. Anything that bounces when it barks is not a dog. Anything that I can drop cake over my back fence is not a dog. Anything that is afraid of a flying leaf is not a dog. It's a freaking beanie baby. So I'm driving my truck, I'm heading back home, and this dog is coming the other way. I'm on one side, it's on the other. And I drive with my lights on for safety. So I'm driving, and the dog all of a sudden sees my truck and goes, not loud like that, just that annoying bark that we all want to squeeze and kill. So it sees me coming, and then, again, it's off a leash, and then it charges at my truck. I'm like, okay, this is not good. So we start closing. We start closing fast. It's not moving away. I sound the horn. It's still not moving away. I'm like, okay, better hit the brakes. Too late. Hit the dog. Dog goes tumbling over to the grass. I pull over and put my hazards on. And I'm like, oh my God, I just killed a dog. No, it's still moving. Barely. So the woman runs up and is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I hit my dog. I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. I need to see your license and registration. I'm so sorry. What? I need to see your license and proof of insurance and registration. Okay, you do realize this is a toy, right? No, so I said, okay, fine, whatever. Pull out my license. She writes down my information on her little iPhone. And she says, okay, I need your license plate. You do realize the license plate aren't real, right? I need your trailer number. My truck has both of these. There's a number on the trailer and there's a license plate. However, I told her when she asked for my license plate, I said, you do realize that the also registration sticker is from 1995, right? She didn't buy it. So she writes down my information, and she says, okay, I asked her, are we done here? Good. Good day, ma'am. A couple of days go by. I get a call from the Livonia Police Department. They say, okay, is this Darren McCullough? I'm like, yeah. Who's this? Oh, this is Officer Shelton from the Livonia Police Department. We need to speak to you in regards of a truck versus animal accident. Apparently no police were called. A woman has filed a complaint against you. We need your side of the story. So I'm like, okay, here we go. So he says, okay, let's start out. What kind of car were you driving? I was driving a Tamiya King Hauler. What the fuck is that? Google it. So he does. You've got to be fucking kidding me. She's writing report over that? Yep. Excuse me while I laugh. He laughs for about 20 minutes. And says, I am so sorry for bothering you. Have a good day. Thank you all for listening to me. You've been a great night.